book.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I really, it's one of the things I love most about Vienna, actually, is the fact that I can be on my bike in the snow and the rain and the sun, and it's just easy and always feels pretty safe as far as it goes.
Welcome to One Day in Vienna. Our guest today, Ben Glasberg.
Name Ben Glasberg. Geburtsland Großbritannien. Ankunft in Wien 2023. Familienstand, verheiratet, zwei Kinder. Beruf, Musikdirektor der Volksoper Wien.
I'm your host, Lauren Love, and welcome to this podcast where we're going to be uncovering those memorable anecdotes about this magical city that, let's face it, we all love and hate in moments. The expats featured on this show will be enlightening us as to how they navigated becoming a local in Vienna, often with a splattering of hilarious culture clashes to boot. Hello, and today I'm sitting in the gorgeous Volksoper with Ben Glasberg. Hi, Ben.
Hi, really nice to be here.
Ben, what brought you to Vienna?
So my job here at Volksoper was what brought me here. So I was invited a couple of years ago to come as a guest conductor to this kind of crazy opera house, which is like nowhere else I've ever worked before. And then I immediately fell in love with it and the city and kind of the people. And the chemistry was really immediate in a way that it isn't normally with most jobs. You know, sort of you go to a place and it's the week is fine or the month is fine. But here we had this instant connection and I really fell in love with the city. And then they offered me a permanent job and it took no time at all to think about whether I wanted to move here.
And when was that?
It was last summer. So it happened really quickly. So I'd been here for a year as a guest, kind of on here, you know, for a few months at a time. And then over the summer, yeah, they said, do you want this permanent position? And I just immediately phoned my wife and just said, should we move to Vienna in a few months? And she said, yeah, all right.
Oh, she's awesome. Okay, yeah. Perfect. And do you have any other favourite places in the city?
Yes, I do. I love the beer gardens. They're my favourite. I mean, Fischerbräu in the 19th, which is where we often go from here in Volksoper in the summer, just sitting outside with kind of massive tankards of lager and kind of a vegan schnitzel, because I don't eat meat, but you know, they've got that. It's just amazing. It's that kind of, the pace of life is so much slower here than in London or Paris or, you know, these other big cities that you work. And it just means that you can actually sort of breathe. And I feel like places where you can breathe, like Fischerbräu and the, you know, the Prater, there's so much open space in so close to the center. That sort of, I don't know, it gives me life, this kind of al fresco lifestyle.
Yeah, you can actually live in the city.
Yeah,
you can have a really busy, stressful job and you can still live.
Exactly. And there's parks everywhere. And it's just, it feels like it's a really outdoor city in a way that I've not really experienced elsewhere before.
So Ben, you know that our podcast discusses memorable days in Vienna. Could you talk us through yours, please?
Yes, I was thinking about what day to talk about because there've been so many really wonderful and amazing days. But the one that springs to mind was probably the most chaotic day in Vienna. And it sort of gave me a real introduction into A, the crazy life of Volksoper, and B, how kind of amazing this city is and this country is compared to what I'm used to in the UK.
Die Volksoper in Wien ist ein bekanntes Opernhaus. Es befindet sich im 9. Bezirk und ist leicht mit der U-Bahn zu erreichen. Die Volksoper wurde 1898 eröffnet und ist berühmt für ihre Aufführungen von Opern, Operetten, Musicals und Balletten. Die Volksoper ist für jeden zugänglich und bietet Programme für Familien und Kinder an. Es gibt viele verschiedene Vorstellungen, die oft in deutscher Sprache sind. Die Preise sind günstiger als in der Staatsoper, sodass mehr Menschen die Möglichkeit haben, eine Vorstellung zu besuchen. Die Volksoper ist ein wichtiger Teil der Wiener Kultur und ein beliebter Treffpunkt für Musikliebhaber.
So I'd been here already a few months and my wife and kids were visiting. So it was the first time they'd ever been to Vienna and it was really lovely. They were going to come for a few days and I started the morning by being woken up at about 5 a.m. by the kids, obviously, and then came to Volksoper and we had a dress rehearsal for a massive Wagner opera. And then the same evening, we were performing a different piece with all the same people, but a completely different show. And just the fact that you would do two totally different things in one day is completely mental. So we finished this dress rehearsal, already completely shattered, but then it's only sort of 1 p.m. Then have lunch, then try and spend the afternoon with the kids. We went to a park. It was super lovely. And they sort of got to experience a little bit of what Vienna's like. It was their first proper day in Vienna. So they were just completely blown away by it. And it was April, so the weather was really lovely, but not too hot. And it was just kind of gorgeous. And they were playing on the swings. And then I went back to the theatre for the evening show. And then just as I was about to go on stage, get a text from my wife saying that she had to take our oldest to hospital because he had some weird rash on his leg. And just sort of bring you right crashing back down to earth. But what we're used to in the UK is like, you need to take a kid to A&E, the emergency room. You're waiting 6-7 hours sometimes. So the show was a 90 minutes. So she texted me that just before I went on. I thought, oh my gosh, I did the show. By the time I'd finished the show, she'd got to the hospital. They'd been seen by a doctor who spoke perfect English and German, obviously, had written up all the notes. They'd given him treatment. They'd written up stuff he could take back to the doctor in the UK. And they were back home. I was so blown away by the fact that like the system here is just so much better more efficient.
It really is. Yeah. It's unbelievable, really. The amount of care that you get immediately. If you need something, you just get it. It works.
Absolutely. And that public transport works better. And, you know, I can get around the city. And I love the fact that, you know, that day I just cycled in, you know, for the rehearsal, cycle back, cycle in for the show. Everywhere is, I don't know, it just feels a lot easier in so many ways.
We were discussing off mic that actually, because we're both from London, that cycling around London, although we'd love to, it just doesn't seem very safe.
No, it's
but
terrifying.
Here, you can cycle everywhere. Winter, summer, you can get around super easily if you don't want to take public transport.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I really, it's one of the things I love most about Vienna, actually, is the fact that I can be on my bike in the snow and the rain and the sun, and it's just easy and always feels pretty safe as far as it goes.
And I know that Vienna's really different. I'm British as well, obviously. So I know Vienna's really, really different. Have you had any significant culture clashes?
Yeah, I mean, quite a few, I suppose. I find that Austrians are incredibly warm, but they're also incredibly blunt and direct.
Yes.
And things that could come across to a Brit who tends not to want to show emotions as aggressive, of just them being clear. So I did have a near punch up with an old man in the supermarket when I took my kids to just buy some stuff, and we were in the queue and he pushed in front of us, and I just said, what are you doing? And we ended up having a massive argument in front of all these people. And then he said, "Schöne Tage," and left at the afterwards. It was kind of like, oh, so it wasn't really an argument. I can't really work this out. And, you know, with some of the older colleagues here, for example, perhaps the way that they speak to people sometimes in a way that I'm not used to, you know.
Older people run this city.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seriously, they push in queues, they look sweet and then don't even ask. They jump off the bus, they don't care about your buggy.
No.
They own this city, really.
Yeah. Which in some ways is deeply depressing, but in other ways it's really kind of lovely.
Lovely,
because I feel like
the
world is becoming very much for the young, and actually Vienna is so sort of tradition heavy that you do feel like there's still a huge weight on experience of in life.
It's because they can get around. It's all we've just talked about before.
Yeah,
it's the public transport.
Yeah.
It's the livability. It's the water, you know.
The water's good. Oh, the water's so good. Oh my gosh, coming from London, the water. I mean, who'd have thought that tap water would be something? I mean, that wasn't something that sold it to me in the first place. But then as you move here and you suddenly think, oh my gosh, I can actually just turn the tap on and it gets cold and then I can drink it. It's sort of, and it doesn't taste limescale.
This has been the number one thing which has been mentioned on the podcast.
Really?
The water. Yes,
yeah.
It's a dream. It's a dream. It's a life source, but it is. Ben, I know you've not been here very long at all, and France was actually your home for the last few years. But what's your relationship like with German?
So I never studied it at school, and it's one of my biggest regrets because it's kind of the most important language if you're in classical music. So I've always sort of tried to take occasional classes and stuff, but I'm basically self-taught. But I love languages, and I studied French at school and I speak fluent French. I've been there for a few years. So I've got used to kind of picking up languages, which I think has helped. But I mean, it's definitely a slow progress.
Do you need it much?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I always rehearse the orchestra in German and the chorus in German for sure.
Wow.
Since day one. And like, if I don't know the words, they help me, which is great. But I think that's really important if you're trying to communicate with a large group of people. It's where it gets to things like press conferences and interviews and stuff that I now need to do in German. That's where it gets a little bit trickier. So the hardest one I had to do, it was live TV for ORF, and that was genuinely terrifying. I had to say to the presenter beforehand, like, please speak as slowly as possible and just use basic vocab and I might be okay.
But people are really kind. When you try, usually they're really kind.
Well, they are, unlike in France, actually,
yeah.
Where they have no tolerance for bad French. I feel like here, you know, and the orchestra are so supportive, for example, that, you know, if I, you know, I'm saying a sentence and I say, oh, wie sagt man, blah, 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 auf Deutsch. And they're always, they love the fact that you're at least making an effort. Yeah. And
have you picked up any Austrian German words so far?
Yeah. So, I mean, Servus, definitely. Yeah. So I was in Berlin over the weekend for some meetings and I'd completely just not clocked that I'm not in Austria anymore. And I walked to the hotel lobby in the morning and I said, Servus. And the bloke behind the desk looked at me like I was a complete nut job. And then I had that, I thought, oh, yes, gosh, okay, right. So not that. But that's kind of the main one.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that when Austrians speak German to me, they tend to modify the accent a bit so that I understand. But then when Austrian colleagues speak to each other, especially Viennese colleagues speak to each other, it's like a different language. It's absolutely amazing. It's kind of...
It's not textbook German.
Nothing you learn
in the textbook makes sense when you move to Austria.
Absolutely. Absolutely not. But there's also something, I don't know, it has a bit more personality to it. It's less sterile maybe than Hochdeutsch.
And also for you, maybe as a musical myself, it's more melodic.
Yes, maybe that's what it is. It definitely has more of a sing-song quality to it, which is not a technical term. Yeah.
And I know you've not really been here for very long, Ben, but what tips or advice would you give a fresh expat who's just moved to the city?
I think the first thing I'd say is don't take anything personally. So if someone shouts at you in the street, it's probably not because they hate you and want to kill you. It's probably just because you've slightly changed their course of action that they were planning on doing and Austrians don't like change. So don't take anything too personally. My second tip would be that Austrian beer is the most refreshing thing in the world, all times of year.
Definitely.
It's cooling in the summer, but somehow it's also warming in the winter. I don't know how it does it, but it's just amazing.
I'm going to increase your German or Austrian-German vocabulary now, and I'm going to tell you, you can order a Seitel, a Reparaturseitel. And this means the next day when you're hungover and you have that first small beer just to get you back on, like hair of the dog, this is your hair of the dog.
Reparaturseitel.
Der Ausdruck Reparaturseidel kommt aus Österreich und bedeutet ein kleines Bier, das man trinkt, um sich nach einem anstrengenden Tag oder nach einer Feier zu erholen. Das Wort Reparatur kommt vom Wort reparieren, also wiederherstellen, und bedeutet, dass man sich erholen oder wieder fit werden will. Seidel ist ein österreichisches Wort für ein kleines Bier, meistens 0,3 Liter. Parallel dazu gibt es auch das Fluchtseidel, also das kleine Bier, das man trinkt, bevor man endgültig nach Hause geht.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Now you can tell everyone at the Volksoper.
That's fantastic. I mean, we have plenty of those here, so yeah. We literally have beer on tap in our canteen
really?
For after the shows.
That's also something in Austria. I've gone to business meetings and they've cracked open a bottle of wine
it's
at
amazing.
Lunch. Yeah.
But it's also, it's, do you know what's really interesting? I mean, I know this is a bit of a sidetrack, but it's so convivial. And I don't know any other places that do it other than Austria and some German houses, that having basically a staff bar means that people from all departments after a show will come and socialize. And it just breaks down the barriers between departments in a way that is can be quite segregated because it's quite a hierarchical system. Yeah. And actually the fact that the orchestra and the porters and the conductors and the soloists and the choir are all just sort of drinking together after a show. It creates such a great working environment. So
and
I
that's
love that.
Actually representative of Vienna itself with the Heurige and the beer garden.
Exactly.
It's like everyone comes together. It doesn't matter. It's not hoity-toity. It's like everyone goes there because it's good.
Yeah, and nowhere in Vienna feels stuffy, actually. I mean, there's obviously the traditional spaces and all of that, but nowhere is sort of over posh. I don't know. It just feels like anyone can go anywhere if they want.
Yeah, I think so. You don't have to look good to sit in all of the fancy cafes either.
No, thank God, because I'm sweaty most of the time, so I wouldn't be allowed.
We have met each other on the sweatiest day of the year. It's 30 degrees outside. We're very happy for the aircon in Ben's office. And even though you're vegetarian, how do you find that being in Austria? Because it's a meat culture.
It is. It's a lot easier than I thought it would be, I have to say. You have to go out of your way to look for places because the sort of bog standard Austrian cuisine is pretty meat heavy. But actually most places now, even, you know, for example, the Figmügler, the schnitzel place, they do a vegan schnitzel now and things, you know, most places are kind of...
come at the right time.
I think if I'd come 5 years earlier, I think it would have been really tricky and I would have ended up just eating steak nonstop. So yeah, it's a lot easier than it seems to be than it was.
Ben, thank you so much for sharing your lovely story and your tips with us today. Auf Wiederhören. You love Vienna too and want to learn German? Innes Vienna will get you there. Vienna's best language school offers a variety of courses and trainings at different levels, at different times, and at different intensities. All information about Inners Vienna and today's guests can be found in the show notes. And there we also explain all other German words, terms, and Viennese areas from this episode. Thanks for listening. Auf Wiederhören.